What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 31 of the Car 5 Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua, and for today's episode, we're just having a little bit of fun, an episode I decided to make. We're going to be talking about a couple Ford GTs, both the new one and a little bit of the older one, 2005 to 2006. So as usual, guys, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I had said, we're going to be talking about a couple Ford GTs today, specifically the 2005 to 2006 one and today's modern day and present 2016 going forward Ford GT. Rather, this episode is not to talk about which one is faster because, of course, the obvious one is a new one, but I just want to share with you guys my opinion of which one you should buy and why you should. So before I give you that reason, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the facts, figures, and specifications of these two cars. So we're going to start out with a 2005 to 2006 Ford GT. It's got 550 horsepower and 500 foot-pounds of torque. That power is derived from a 6-speed manual transmission and a 5.4-liter supercharged V8. No doubt a supercar of its time. This car is by no means slow. It's got a 3,485 pound of curb weight. The top speed is 205 miles an hour with a 0 to 60 time of 3.5 seconds. Keep in mind, this is 2005, 2006. That thing still competes with modern day cars. There's no question about it. Your quarter mile was 11.2 seconds standing, and an MSRP around that time was between 140 to 160, just depending on how you spec your car. And now from what I'm seeing, looking at some of the prices going on right now, people are selling them from 250 to 500,000. Again, depends on the mileage, the history of the car, how it's spec'd, etc., so forth. Moving on to the present day GT, the 2016, 17, 18, and 19, we have a 647 horsepower engine that also produces 550 foot-pounds of torque, significantly faster than the old one. Here's the catch. This is coming from a 3.5 liter V6 that's twin turboed. A lot of people feel indifferent about that, but that's another reason for another time we'll get into that of why Ford used the V6. You're also going to have a 7-speed dual clutch transmission, and the curb weight of the new GT is going to be 3,053 pounds compared to the previous 3,485. Now, your 0 to 60 is even quicker, of course, 3 seconds compared to 3.5, and your top speed is 216 miles an hour. Your quarter mile time for the new GT is 10.8. Again, that's standing. And the starting MSRP of this one is significantly more at $450,000, and people are currently selling them for $500 on up. Again, spec, miles, all of these things take into account. So those are just some quick facts, figures, and statistics for you. Obviously, the new one is much faster because automotive technology has improved. But rather, this episode is which one you should buy and why. Now, this is just my complete, you know, unbiased opinion, just me, myself, and I. But I feel like many people will agree with me on this. I think the right one to buy is the 2005 to 2006 one. Here's why. When I think of a Ford GT, I think of the 60s Le Mans Ferrari killing beast. That's what I think of. So when someone says the words Ford GT to me, the first thing that comes to my mind is, wow, this car beat Ferrari at Le Mans, and it was a manual supercharged V8. That's what I think of. So to me, one of the holy grail cars is without a doubt a Ford GT, a 2005-2006 one. I do personally think, again, this is just my opinion, seeing how the Ford GT has gone up in value over the years, I think over the long run, the 5-6 GT is going to hold its value more than the present day GT just from a historical standpoint. I think overall it'll continue to appreciate and it will hold its value over time. You know, cars that appreciate in value, they take a long time to get to those extremely high dollar numbers of $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, $1 million. I think over the course of many years, this Ford GT, the 2005, 2006 one, is going to be the one to buy. I think that's one that's going to hold its value the most based on just what we've seen over the past few years and its appreciation and the desire for them. Of course, you know, if you wanted to take the two cars right now, bone stock, and head to the Nürburgring and see which one's faster, yeah, a new Ford GT is going to be faster. There's no question about it. If you went to the drag strip, of course, bone stock, you can have the new GT that's going to win. But there's an episode coming later. This group did get the 2005, 2006 Ford GT with a twin turbo setup to hit 300 miles an hour. So if you want to talk about tuning and aftermarket stuff, I would bet my money on the 05, 06 GT compared to the new one. But anyway, that's besides the point. Guys, this was just a quick little fun episode. I just wanted to share my thoughts and opinion on this because I see this actually on YouTube every so often, but I see it a lot on social media, Instagram and Facebook. People are talking about what their favorite Ford GTs are and which one to buy. I just wanted to give my insight and give my opinion of it. Maybe you agree with me. Maybe you don't. If you do agree or if you don't, tell me and let me know. Drop it in the comments. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, the Car 5 Podcast, or send me a DM with your thoughts on this as well. Same thing with Facebook. Like on Facebook. Send me a message on there as well. Or comment on any of the posts or comment on this YouTube post as well. Let me know what you think. Anything you guys ever need, just shoot me an email. I'm here for you guys and would love to connect with you. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in the next episode, episode number 32. It's going to be May 8th. We're going to be talking about the brand new Bentley Continental GT. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember, above all else, drive safe. Thank you so much, and have a good evening.